The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is NASCAR at Fontana After Chatter. Race 4 of the Chase shakes up the top 12 again. Most NASCAR fans weren't disappointed after the race in Fontana Sunday afternoon, but the same couldn't be said for some of the top teams in the chase. For some, the race pretty much ended their hopes for taking the Sprint Cup. For others, their hopes are renewed, that is, if they can find a way to keep the 48 team at bay. Brian Vickers and Casey Kane would probably be the most obvious ones on the list of those that found the weekend a disappointment. This just hasn't been an exceptional year for Kane, and since the chase began, he has struggled at best. He may have been running good at times, but the finishes haven't been there. Now, it's just this fan's opinion, but I think the number 83 Red Bull team of Brian Vickers used up all they had just getting into the chase. I hate to state the obvious, but they just haven't performed the same way they did since they made it into the chase. Personally, I'm sure they're glad they made it in, but I don't think they've been extremely happy with their results so far. Unless things change about 180 degrees for them, I expect they will stay in 12th place where they are right now. Denny Hamlin and Ryan Newman aren't out of it yet, but it is another one of those situations that I say there just about has to be some kind of miraculous intervention if they are to be close to the top. I haven't actually paid that close attention to Ryan's plight over the last 3 weeks, but Denny pulling down to block Montoya on Sunday and sliding into the inside wall near the pit exit put the brakes on his hopes for a Sprint Cup this year. Ryan has been struggling, especially since the chase began, and just hasn't been finishing well. He made the chase, but has been another one of those drivers that just hasn't been able to finish at or near the front. I really don't look for him to finish much further up in the points than where he is right now. But next year, well, I guess that remains to be seen. That brings me to Greg Biffle and Carl Edwards. I think where they are in the standings right now is pretty much a statement of how the year has gone for Roush Fenway Racing. After Matt Kenseth won the first two races of the year at Daytona and Fontana, I really expected the Roush teams to be the ones to beat for the rest of the year. Somewhere along the way, the wheels fell off and they have been struggling ever since. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying they're out of it completely, but I am saying it's going to take more than just them performing well for the next six races. In this fan's opinion, the wheels are going to have to fall off for about four out of those top six that are ahead of them. It is just this fan's view also, but I think the odds are very much against them, and they will probably not move up much further in the points. Jeff Gordon moved up two positions to fifth place and still managed to lose a few points to the leader, Jimmy Johnson. Kurt Busch didn't have that bad a day, but he is beginning to get to the point where something different has to happen to the top four before he can even begin to think about winning the Sprint Cup. You see, this is where it gets a bit sticky for those in 4th, 5th, and 6th places because without something going wrong for the top 3, they can't really move up even with some wins. What this means for Kurt Busch, Jeff Gordon, and even Tony Stewart is they have to finish the next races in the top 3 and the others have to finish much further towards the back. I know that is a bit of a stretch, but it is true. The facts say that even if the number 2, 24, and 14 cars finish 1, 2, 3 over the next races, it won't help much if the number 48, the 5, and the 42 finish those races in 4th, 5th, and 6th. There has to be several spots of separation for the points race to tighten up much before they all get to Homestead for the final race of the chase. I hate to say it, but it is beginning to look more and more like it is becoming a 3, maybe a 4-car chase. That's not to say it won't get interesting before they get to Homestead, but I think it's more likely the real excitement is going to happen between the top 3 cars of Juan Montoya, Mark Martin, and Jimmy Johnson. When I think about it, that's not too bad either. It's still better than one car running away with the chase and several of the others running for second place. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at Just a Fan's View. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week.